everybody. Welcome to Talking Heartland on Hallmarkies Podcast. We are really excited today to be finishing up season two of our Heartland recaps. And we are going, we'll talk a little about what's going to be happening next, but it's going to be fun to talk about these three episodes. And I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and Amy's here.
Hey, guys.
And Michelle is here.
Hey, everyone.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Pretty good. That's good. Yes. So what we're going to do after this episode is we are going to have this Talking Heartland go on hiatus for the holidays. And because we are just too much content to cover with 70 Christmas movies just from Lifetime and Hallmark alone.
And we'd have no time to post Heartland.
Really don't. I mean, no, it's true. just in the first weekend, we have the first two weekends, I think we have three interviews just those weekends. Just the interviews, not alone the recaps, the everything else. Mm-hmm. And, we have, by the time we're done, we will have done five preview shows.
Yeah.
So it's a thing here at the Hallmarkies Podcast. We are very, very, very busy during the holidays. That's for sure. And so hopefully y'all are checking out that content and enjoying it. And we will be back recapping Heartland in January. We'll be back at it. And where our goal will be to try to get it all finished before the new season airs in the mm-hmm. United States. So that's the goal. But so that's the plan. And and we've appreciated the support that we've gotten so far. Yeah. And the chance to interview Amber and Jessica. That was really fun. Hope you all enjoyed that. And let's dive in to season two, episode 16. Mm-hmm. This is The Ties That Bind. And basically, this is Amy's walk on the wild side here. That she becomes a burglar herself, a horse burglar. and basically, Spartan gets taken, stolen. And Amy's, of course, very upset. And he gets taken by Wes, mean cowboy Wes. Mm-hmm. And so she decides that she's going to go, and they are going, her and Ty, she ropes Ty into it, and mm-hmm. they are going to go and steal Spartan back. And all kinds of calamities ensue. So, Amy, overall, what do you think of this episode?
Well, I like this episode because I think it's very important to the story, mainly because it kind of does still point out that technically Spartan still doesn't have papers. Technically, Amy doesn't own Spartan still, which we talked about earlier in the season, I believe. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I like this episode. It's kind of, you know, like building up to the end of the season and, yeah.
Yes. Plus we get a big moment for Ty in this mm-hmm. episode that I think will probably be a highlight reel for a lot of fans is my guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely.
Michelle, what do you think of this episode overall?
Yeah, I really liked this episode. It was super dramatic. Mm-hmm. Usually this is the kind of drama that you get in a season finale, but yeah, I really liked it. I do worry that the amount of times they're kind of going to the well of the bill of sale for Spartan and bringing in Wes as like the bad guy, it's been mm-hmm. quite a few times.
Yeah,
I do worry that that might get a little bit old, but for this episode I really liked what they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just worry that if they keep doing it will get a bit old.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like, how many different ways can you kind of create drama on a ranch? Like, you know, that I feel like I mean, they obviously have 14 seasons, so they find lots of drama. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. Well, I mean, at the end of this episode, she does officially own Spartan when he signs the papers. Okay, so yeah. Yeah. That's that was this is the end of it. So
yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, yeah. What do you think of Mallory still doing the goth look?
She rated a Hot Topic.
Yeah, she did. That's true.
I do like that Crawford was like not having it.
The thing I would be upset by is that is her dyeing her hair, because that's tough to reverse course on. Mm-hmm. You have to you'd have to bleach it and go through many kind of phases to get it back to being blonde again.
I think they mainly just probably put like extensions on top of her hair.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, so like I don't think she actually dyed any of it.
Oh, well, that would be good if she didn't dye it. Yeah. because that would, once you've gone darker, it's so hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So but yeah, she looks ridiculous. I hate it. I would be but there's a problem because Copper doesn't like it. He hates it too.
Mm-hmm. He's the audience.
Yeah. he doesn't recognize Mallory, so it's that's happening. And
I think that's so interesting. Because so many, like, with all of your pets, if you're, like, wearing something weird or you look weird, they're going to be, like, they're going to judge you. They're going to treat you differently. My cats do it when I'm like, you know, my hair's all up and stuff and everything. They always get frustrated with me. And
really?
I just think that's fun. Yeah, because they like to play with my hair, which is weird. But anyways, so they'll get frustrated when it's, like, up in a bun and stuff. But, yeah, it happens all the time. And like if I'm wearing, because I don't wear makeup a lot or something, so if I'm like in a lot of makeup, like I had to go out and do something, like I was at a wedding or whatever and I'm in heels or whatever, and I come home and they all just kind of like are fearful. They're like, who is this person? Because it looks like a different person to them. So
yeah. What about you? And you have a dog, right, Michelle?
Yeah he's quite an old boy now, so yeah, he can barely see anything. He's 15, which is kind of a weird kind of blessing, because it gets so stressed out at this time of year with like the fireworks and things like that. But the last few years he's just been so relaxed because he can't hear anything.
That's funny.
Just some good with dad.
So Copper just needs to get a little older and then he won't recognize anyone.
I feel like Mallory, it's so forced. Like this emo phase, it's just not her personality whatsoever.
No.
She's just being moody.
No, if my daughter did that, I would be very upset. I would just be like, what are you doing? You look horrible. Stop it. But,
I did that when I was in college. Uh-huh. I didn't go full, like, makeup and stuff. But, yeah, I was, like, fully emo back in the early 2000s.
That's funny.
Thankfully, I hated getting my picture taken. So there's basically no like photographic evidence of it.
That's too bad. I was gonna say you should post the on Twitter. Post the proof.
But yeah, pretty much outwardly I was like listening to just pure emo music, horror films, and then secretly listening to musicals. I watching all my Disney movies.
I have not been experimental with my look at all in my life. I guess I just sort of skipped that whole phase because I've basically had the same haircut and style since I was 17. I've never really changed. I've always had the same, like, kind of longer bangs, long hair. And there's sometimes when I've been a little bit curlier, but yeah, I feel like I look exactly the same as I was when I was 17. And that's not because I look so youthful now. It's because I looked like a 40-year-old woman when I was 17. I really did. And people always thought I was older than I was. And I feel like now I've finally sort of reached the point where I look my age. I feel like that finally people, and I cover so much family content that now I'm finally getting people that think I'm younger than I am. I'm like, that's never happened in my life. People think because I cover Disney and stuff like that. But anyway, so I never went through a goth phase.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Rachel. I think I've had the same exact haircut my entire life. So, except when I was graduating from high school, I had front bangs up until my senior year of high school, and then I grew them out. That's as crazy as my life has gotten.
I did try bangs one time, never again, never again, because they look terrible with curly hair, because they curl, and so they look really bad. So you have to flat iron them.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to straighten them all the time. And that's your hair. That. Oh, no, yeah, you. Definitely. I would go back to front bangs, but honestly, it's just easier to maintain all of my hair being the same length.
Yeah. So. That's funny. Anyway, so yeah, poor Mallory. And so Spartan gets stolen. And so they go to the auction, and they are trying to find and buy Spartan back. Mm-hmm. And Ty ends up buying a different horse called Harley.
Oh, Harley's the cutest little horse ever.
Mm-hmm. I love Harley. He's so cute. He's great.
Yeah. Why do you think Ty bought this horse? What is he trying to do?
He lives on a ranch and doesn't know how to ride a horse very well. And kind of impressing Amy a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, he also does live on a ranch and doesn't have a horse. And I don't know. It kind of had that like moment to me when he was looking at Harley, like kind of like that moment when you see your pet for the first time and you kind of just like know, like, oh, that's going to be my pet type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like he saw Harley and knew like, oh, that one's my horse. And also it was named Harley and he likes motorcycles. So that was probably a contributing factor.
Yeah.
I remember when I adopted my dog years and years ago, over 10 years ago, my dog of like 10 years had just passed away a year previously. So I went with my dad to adopt a new dog, and I walked in and my dad said to me, don't fall in love with the first dog you see. Just don't. Say, look around, take everything in, and then make a decision. Mm-hmm. And I walked in, the first kennel was my Ernie, and I was like, that's my dog. I don't have to look at anything else. And my dad was like, you're being ridiculous. And I was like, I'm telling you, that's my dog.
Oh, that's so cute. Aww.
Yeah. I went to get one cat. I had just turned 18, so I was able to adopt an animal by myself. And I was only allowed to get one cat. And I walked into the trailer and there was an orange tabby, which is my Rosie. And I've always wanted a female orange tabby my entire life. And then she stood up and underneath her was her twin sister, Rory. And Rory had these blue eyes and it was the same year that Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life was coming out. So she reminded me of Rory Gilmore. And I saw them both and I was like, and I called my dad and I was like, hey, so if I bring you home, am I allowed to come home? And he was like, fine. I sent pictures and stuff. And so, yeah, I just like literally I walked into the cat room and they were both right there. And I was like, they're mine. Like, I just knew instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's great. So he gets this horse. And I think it was also he really did want to impress Amy, try to become a, you know, trainer, kind of like Amy does, with the horses and to train Harley and, see what he could do. We get a confrontation between Ty and Wes and Amy tells Ty, says that Spartan was all he had left of her. So of her mother. So she's very upset. And we also get this plot of Lou getting tons of flowers from Peter, but she's trying to hide him from the family because he's Bedford Oil. And yeah, what do you think, Amy, of Lou and Peter?
Oh goodness. In this episode, I mean, I think it's kind of funny how they're kind of like avoiding the family. But yeah, I don't know. I've watched the entire series and I still don't have an opinion on Peter. Like, I still don't know if I like him with Lou or if I don't. Like, it's very, I'm very conflicted for all 13 seasons.
So, Michelle, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm still not convinced of them as a couple. I feel like maybe they're too similar. That's maybe my thing. I feel they're far too similar. I definitely have more conflicting thoughts in the next episode, but yeah, for this one, it's pretty amusing in this one. But yeah, I'm still like, yeah, I don't really see any kind of spark or fire between them.
Yeah, I think that I would probably have not accepted being hidden as long as he does and keeps sending her flowers and stuff like that, but I guess he's pretty smitten with her. And I guess it's not like it's a place where there's lots of pretty eligible women there, I don't think, that are vying for his affections at least. And so maybe that's part of it. But yeah, I certainly get frustrated sooner than he does, that's for sure, with this whole game. But it was funny. And so then so then Ty and Amy go to steal Spartan. And that is a mess. And Ty gets arrested. And it turns out it's a big money laundering scheme that they do with the auction house. And that Wes and all of them do. But what do you think of Tim and Jack beating up Wes? Your little deal with the auction house is over. That was pretty crazy. Tim and Jack. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good together when they've got a common goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
It's crazy when you think about how far they've come in just two seasons.
That's true. That was pretty good scene, I thought. And I also liked when they refer to it as a good old-fashioned cowboy handshake.
Oh, goodness.
So then also Caleb is debating what to do. And whether he should go, and Caleb talks to Amy about her mother, and he decides that he's going to leave, and Ashley, I guess, is going to stay at his trailer. So he's like the king of kindness when it comes to Ashley, like giving her this place to live and everything.
Yeah, he's still paying rent, so, on this trailer while he's gone, so, for her.
Yeah. I mean, does he pay rent on there, or does he own it outright?
Yeah, he rents the land his trailer's on.
The land, yeah. Yeah, you think she'd at least help him out with that. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, do you think that Caleb likes Ashley at all, or do you think he's still pretty 100% hung up on Amy?
Yeah, he doesn't 100% know he likes Ashley, but he likes Ashley.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
So he's gone, and then we see Mallory's back to her old self, and Copper recognizes her, so that's fun. So that's the episode. Okay, so then the next episode is called Full Circle, and this one, Spartan is having problems. He bucks Amy, and he won't jump. And she goes to this First Nations horse trainer, that knew her mom. And it turns out it seems like they dated, right? Her mom and him.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like. Yeah,
he was in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I feel like I'm gonna sneeze. Okay, maybe not. I feel like there we go.
Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah. So, because he has like photos of her, of him and her, her mom, and they seem pretty chummy. Mm-hmm. And so that's interesting and kind of hard for Amy to deal with. And what did you think of the shaman and the whole thing of her going up there and the circle of life and all of that stuff? Did you like that? What did you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I like this episode. It's very different, like very spiritual episode. And I suppose that is sort of a part of their like heritage and culture there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a really interesting episode, and also an interesting take that Amy just like constantly gets re-traumatized. You know, that's quite sad. You know, every time something happens, like Spartan's so connected to her mum, that any time something happens to Spartan, like he's taken from her, or... Yeah, it's just really sad to see her be re-traumatized over and over again, because I think Ty does say at the very beginning, like, you're the one that's different, not Spartan. He's just picking up on like your body language and the way that you're riding him. Like, you're very hesitant. So,
What did you think, Amy?
So I found this episode very interesting, mainly because we kind of see like what Amy does with other people's horses. We see it being done to her now. And, you know, like you see that sometimes people are reluctant to do what she asks. And now she's kind of being like, you want me to golf? You want me to do this? You want me to do that? And she's being reluctant. So I think it gave her kind of like a look into the way she works with other people's horses as well. Like that some people may come in and think the way that she's working with their horses is like weird or whatever, but yeah, so I thought it was interesting getting to see Amy as the one being worked with instead of Amy being the one working with the horses, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought of that. You're right.
Yeah. You also get like there's a scene with Kit where she's like trying to show Ty how she would break a horse, and he's very resistant to like the way that she would do things. So yeah, that's a really good point.
And because Kit wants to like have a rope around the horse, around the Harley horse, and so Ty is skeptical, and but he wants to break the horse or train the horse for Amy, and so Lou is getting ready to start the Winter Heartlands Winter Wonderland campaign. What do you think? Would you want to be at Heartland for the Winter Wonderland?
I'm not sure if I'd want to be in Calgary during the winter. This sounds very cold.
It's a winter wonderland, Amy.
Yeah, but like
that's just being snowed in.
It's all about branding, right? Well, they get a reservation, and she's very excited at first from this Mountain Direct, supposedly renting mm-hmm. the whole place, the whole thing. And they find out that it's just Peter. I don't know why you needed to rent the entire place, not just one cabin.
I don't know.
He wanted to have Lou all to himself, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not have any other guests taking up for her time. It was maybe the thought behind that, but yeah. So Peter is very, very, very excited about this, and yeah, I thought that was funny. And Lou trying to explain this to Jack, and he's just kind of like, "What on earth?" and the. Let's see here. Then, yes. And so the man that Amy goes to see, his name's Victor Whitetail. Mm-hmm. And he's known as sort of the miracle worker when it comes to animals and horses. And so then, yes, like you said, Kit ties up Harley. And Ty doesn't like it. And she says, fine, do it. You do it your way. You do it her way. That's what she said. You do it her way.
Mm.
So, Amy's way. And so, okay. So then they're talking, Peter and Lou, and he gets a call from his father-in-law. Talking about talking about Max. Mm-hmm. And so Lou gets very upset, and she thinks that he has married or something, and it turns out that he has an ex and they share the dog. His dog is Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I love Max.
Well, I would think
he's adorable.
She would know that that's the dog's name. She'd been dating him for a little bit, right? Wouldn't she have seen his dog?
Yeah. Well, I don't. Well, but if he shares the dog with his ex-wife, maybe the dog hadn't been around him lately, or maybe he just didn't mention it. I mean, he is very involved in work and stuff, so. Who knows how much time he actually does get to spend with Max and stuff, so.
Maybe, but it seems like she would have been over to his house, but maybe not. I mean, I guess, does he have a house there, or is he there temporarily?
I think he's just there temporarily because of the oil stuff, so.
Well, he gives her a pair of earrings. And she really likes that, and she doesn't think she can accept it at first. And then Amy has a bad dream about Spartan. And by the end of the episode, he jumps again. And mm-hmm. So the end message is, no matter what happens, we're going to be okay. So
yes.
There we go. All right. So go ahead.
And Ty breaks up with Kit. Let's make sure we know that. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So Ty breaks up with Kit. And I forgot to write that down. Who?
When Amy gets back, Ty kind of cryptically tells her that he can't just be friends with her anymore in a very weird way.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to mention the big line in the last episode where Ty tells Amy, says, I'd do anything for you. So I think that's a big moment. That's a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty exciting. Okay, so then we have Step by Step. And this, we get the wild horses again. And we have a problem that Tim has super high taxes that he is paying. And so he's in a problem. And so They are working, but Ty and Amy are working with these wild horses, and Ty gets is working on also his high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
And so Ty and Amy and Jack go to feed the Mustangs, and Ty gets sick. He passes out after mm-hmm. seeing the ghost horse, and he has a fever, and Ty and Amy are stuck at the fishing house with him with a fever. So
yeah.
These, I mean, if we're going by Wind Calls the Heart and Heartland, these fishing cabins and hunting cabins are ripe with peril.
Well, I mean, this is Jack's fishing cabin. It's only theirs. It's not like in Wind Calls the Heart where, like, it's a different one every time, but you, like, know it's the same set.
Yeah.
Like, at least we know Jack owns this fishing cabin. It is his. They yeah. go there occasionally.
That's true. Yeah, be careful if you're planning on. There's all kinds of perils happen in these
fishing cabins.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So then there's a little bit of debate of whether they should go and feed the Mustangs, but Amy insists, so they go. And then Caleb is texting Ashley, and Tim, because he's having these tax problems, meets with Val, and Val offers to buy some of her land, which then makes Jack very upset.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, and Jack ends up watching Jake and Maller, which is probably my favorite part of the whole episode. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. It's like, what has happened with my life? Why am I watching these two young people? That was really funny.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what did you think, Michelle, about Tim and his meeting with Val?
Yeah, I felt a lot of sympathy for him. I mean, I think it showed that he was prepared to kind of do anything to stay,
mm-hmm.
which shows a lot of growth, because I think that's probably why Jack winds up kind of giving him money, because he sees that Tim's willing to do what he has to do in order to stay, even if that mm-hmm. means selling land that he really doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Shows he's pretty committed, and yeah, I mean, it's tough because he lost all of the cattle.
Yeah,
the cow burglars took them all. So he's stuck. It's bad. And so you can understand why he wants to, you know, he has to sell the land, but of course, Jack, that's unacceptable to him.
Well, then he'd be on both sides. Jack would be surrounded by Val.
Right.
So he was like, I don't want that.
So Val also talks to Ashley, and she tells her about the fact that she sponsored Caleb, and that's why he left. And so what do we think about Val? That we find out she also is going to need more tests by the end, and that's kind of a cliffhanger. But
mm-hmm.
what do you
I mean?
Think?
In the beginning of the episode, you kind of see how Ashley's kind of matured. She's taking care of herself. She might not be paying the rent, but she's taking care of herself. She's not complaining. She's getting on with it. And Val, mm-hmm. I think, kind of is a little shocked. And you know, we know that she'll do anything to get Ashley back, but when she kind of reveals that Caleb took the money, she's so mean about it. All she had to kind of do was calmly say, listen, I offered him the money. He took it. Mm. Yes, I did it to get mm-hmm. you back. But she's so mean and catty about it that, of course, Ashley's just going to be like, you know what? No, I'm not coming back. not happening. Like, it's our whole attitude, our whole kind of way of, you know, speaking to our daughter that really turns me on it every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, like, I would be so rebellious if I, like, luckily my parents gave me a lot of space to kind of figure things out for myself. And because that would not have gone, if they had, like, said, I was just a very independent person. And so if they had said, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you know, then I would have been like, well, I'm not doing any of that because you just told me I had to. And so, I don't know, she's just so demanding and she doesn't listen to her daughter hardly at all of what she wants.
Yeah, definitely.
And she also, she thinks she could just buy her off. And that's not, instead of, if she had kind of said, wow, I'm really impressed with what you've done by yourself, you know, or what you have managed to find, and I'm impressed with this or that, and tried to find that common ground, and then been like, this isn't acceptable. But she's just a very prideful person, I think, Valis. Yeah. Very prideful. Yeah. And so then we have Ty, and like I said, he passes out, he's got a fever. We get this Ty and Amy montage flashback sequence.
Flashbacks.
All of their, like, greatest hits.
Yeah, this is a common thing. This happens at least once per season where there's an episode where there's a lot of flashbacks.
Uh-huh. So,
just preparing you.
Okay, good. Yeah. yes, so it was pretty, you know, pretty intense romantic moment there. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. And we find out that the ghost horse has family, and that's why the ghost horse is so spirited, as you might say.
That's why he didn't want to be tamed earlier in the season, because he had a mate to go home to and a foal. So,
So then Amy tells Ty, I love you and I always have. And Ty says, I love you too. So that's a pretty big moment for season two of a show. That's pretty big for them to already be at the I love yous at the end of season two.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
Yeah. And then I just think it's funny that they kiss right after, because now, in this time period, I think he just got over some sort of sickness.
Right.
That's true. Maybe wait a few days.
Amy, when you're desperately in love, then we'll talk. We'll readdress this. I guess maybe lots of people are having to deal with this with the whole COVID thing.
That's true.
Not only can you not kiss, you have to keep your social distance. So you're like 6 feet away and be like, hi, I love you.
That's what we use Zoom for.
Yeah,
that's actually been like a news point here in Scotland. Like, our first minister has literally had to address that on television. It's so funny. Like, what happens with couples that don't live in the same house? She had to like address it on like live TV.
Oh, really? I mean, how many couples don't live in the same
house? It's just like a young couple.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, I have like a couple friends that, because of COVID, like, they end up moving in with their significant others during this time and stuff, which I've found interesting. But like, yeah, it's just funny. It's like, well, now I'm quarantined with them, and I'm like,
it's
fun. Like, okay.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, so then I lost my place. That's a pretty big moment. We also have Mallory figuring out who Lou is dating, and that is very exciting to her. She's really, she's like, what? She can't believe it.
Yeah, Mallory knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she found out. Once it's in my head, it has to come out my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then Ashley is very upset with Caleb. And so she throws all of this clothes and stuff out and is very upset with him for taking, I guess, the sponsorship. And I don't know. That's ridiculous.
But they're acting like they're married and they're not.
No. He never even has, I mean, literally he had all these opportunities to be intimate with her, and he would rather be outside in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. So, yes. And then Jack finds out about Peter. He's very upset about it. And so he, but they end up talking and they end up shaking hands and forming a tenuous alliance, I guess.
Well, yeah, and Peter also helps them clear the roads so
yeah.
that Amy and Ty can get back. So
yeah,
that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And then Jack tells Ty, he says, no kissing and running this time. So so that's good. He's not as protective of Amy. I mean, I guess he trusts Amy to make their decisions. I would be concerned if my 16-year-old child, I mean, it's grandchild, but still child, was having such a serious relationship. I mean, at least in my religion, they usually advise to just date more casually when you're in high school and to not get too serious. I would be a little bit concerned. I guess she's a
Jack
mature.
Can also
she's
watch
very mature.
Both of them. Like, he lives on the property. Like, Jack can really keep an eye on those two. So.
That's true. That's true. And she is pretty mature for her age, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. And Jack really likes Ty as well. I think that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of wants to be strict with Ty, but he's also kind of seeing Ty as one of his grandkids as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a big part of it, I think.
Yeah. And so then Jack gives the money for the taxes to Tim. And so that's a pretty big moment. So he doesn't have to sell the land. And then we end off finding out that Val needs more tests. So things could be bad there. So that's the end. It's pretty big. What do you think as a season finale? Do you think it's pretty fun?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. A romantic finale. It was nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
most shows and I love you. Most shows tend to go very dramatic and, you know, end on a cliffhanger. But yeah, I think it was an interesting choice to kind of go with a more kind of relaxed romantic episode.
Yeah, they could have ended it with like Ty's dying in the cabin type of thing as a cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would definitely have been a cliffhanger. That's for sure. So I think it was a pretty good episode. I liked it. So there we go. We finished season 2. Very exciting. So we will be back in January to start up with season 3. Let us know your thoughts on this episode. If you are listening, let us know in the comment section or on Twitter on these episodes. We would love to hear your thoughts. And so Amy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at It's Amy Craig.
Great. And Michelle?
At Michelle R. Benson on Twitter.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So please check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. We really, really need them right now with the start of the Christmas season, and it really helps us a lot. And then we also have our merch store, which has some Heartland-inspired merch. So check that out. And the link will be in the description. And thanks so much, you guys. It's been really fun. I really appreciate it. We have also make sure to check out our Patreon group. That's a lot of fun. But thanks for reviewing these two seasons this year of Heartland. It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. And we'll be back in January. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye.